ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A bipartisan group of senators released the text of the $118 billion border security bill. It would send $20 billion in border funding, $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, and $14 billion for Israel.
Hours before the bill's release, Republican state governors gathered near the Texas-Mexico border Sunday. Arkansas's Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls on not just the president.
Congress has to step up.
That because courts have struck down some previous border security methods. A statement from President Biden praising the bill says it'll provide more resources, including officers and authority for him to close a too crowded border. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Some House Republicans say the bill is dead on arrival. There's a state of emergency in eight Southern California counties as one of the strongest storms in recent history dumps rain on the region. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told CBS the central bank still plans to cut interest rates three times this year. This is ABC News. Top movie at the weekend box office was also a big flop, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
It was not da bomb. It was a bomb.
You and I, we're not so different. Agent Argyle.
Argyle, the $200 million star-studded spy thriller from Apple Studios, debuted at number one at North American box offices, but with just $18 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. Ticket buyers gave Argyle a C-plus on CinemaScore. Second place was the Christian drama series The Chosen. The Beekeeper was third. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Kansas City Chiefs arrived in Las Vegas ahead of Super Bowl 58 one week from today. But the father of star quarterback Patrick Mahomes could face up to 10 years in prison. Patrick Mahomes Sr. was arrested over the weekend in Tyler, Texas, on a charge of driving while intoxicated for at least the third time. That is a felony. I'm Brian Clark. ABC News.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You smile and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media, broadcasting across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Live in the Lair. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. First Weber's most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stoughton Road and in Madison online at LazyOafLounge.com, rocker.
Jimmy, we're just fiddling with a few microphones here, but Jimmy, over a decade ago, I was looking for new original music to bring to Atwood Fest, and I stumbled across this folky Americana band from Milwaukee using traditional instrumentation with fabulous vocal harmonies. These guys clicked, and they've been playing for more than 120 shows a year. Woo! All around the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And the Midwest. And like their contemporaries, Bob Dylan, John Prine, and the Avett Brothers, the listening party is indebted to tradition. The listening party is guitarist, vocals, and kick of Weston Miller, and on piano, harmonica, and backing vocals is Jacob Wood. Weston, Jacob, welcome to the Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yay!
Wow, this is incredible. Okay, so you guys are based out of Milwaukee. This is a funny question, Rocker. I know that you came up with this one. Did you eat Mama Rocker's meatballs when you played at Atwood Fest?
We sure did. We looked over the questions and we had to discuss that, and we sure did. And I think we had some Rocker vodka that day as well, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With a little lemonade. Uh-huh.
That was good stuff there.
We got the treatment, that's for sure. Mm. We sure did.
Excellent. And then it's so funny, the guests that we just had on our house parties, you've played their house parties.
And full circle, we first met them via Atwood Fest after being booked there by Rocker. So yeah, so we've played their house show 3 times now, and waiting for our invitation for a fourth. And other than that, we're just grateful to be a little part of the music scene here in Madison, and grateful to be included by you guys. Absolutely.
Well, you are the listening party, and for anybody who may not be familiar, that's very sad if they're not. But tell us your story, and how did the band get started?
While back, 10 plus years ago now. Mm. And, I was in Appleton just getting out of college and figuring out what my next move was. And I knew I liked writing songs and I didn't like business stuff, which I went to school for. And then, so just kind of went down the songwriting thing and ended up meeting some people. And then, that moved me to Milwaukee, where I met Jacob. And that was about 10, 11 years ago, maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm 12. I try and lean towards the 10, but I guess it's actually been 12. And yep, so I met Jacob, and then since then we've just been grinding away at this and evolving our style as we go. And not too much fancy to the story. No meet cute or anything like that, I guess. But yeah.
Can we hear you, Jacob?
Check.
Yes.
One, two.
There
All
he
right.
is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jacob.
Jacob, okay, did you stop by Madison? You were going from Iowa to Milwaukee? Wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I'm an Iowa native.
Wow, okay.
So my fiance...
Hold for applause.
any Hawkeye fans out there.
I was going to say, I saw your Hawkeye patch.
I took it off.
I refrained from saying anything, by the way.
He knows he's in Big Ten country.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But my fiance is from South Milwaukee. We went to college in Iowa together, so I would make the trip from Cedar Rapids to Milwaukee often. So yeah, Madison was a stop on the way. Definitely a switch over from 151 to 94 there. Hit that little interchange and know it like the back of my hand there for the five or so years going back and forth before I finally made the move.
Thank you for making the move. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it All time right. for live music?
We're going to try it.
Let's do it.
Well, let's get to live music in the lair with the listening party presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called It Ain't So Bad. Ooh. And it's from your brand new album. Is this a song about small victories or the agony of defeat?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, this one's definitely about... kind of having everything thrown your way and feeling down, but just looking and being, you know, there's small things we can be appreciative in this life and just making the best of all the moments, and it ain't so bad.
All right, well, let's check it out. If you want to call and ask questions for the listening party, you can do that, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. Live in the lair is the listening party.
Rounded me up like cattle, then she gone put me to bed. When I woke in the morning, she was gone with the wind. She said, let's get out of the foothills and see how high we can go. So we made it to the top of the mountain, where she left me all alone. But now I'm the king of the mountain. Yeah, I said what I meant. You can't bring me down, 'cause I figured out it ain't so bad. tossed me around like a rag doll. Gone and left me for dead, staring up at the northern sky. And it ain't so bad, it ain't so bad.
Listening party live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com, rocker.
Oh, my.
Wow, we're having a little bit of a listening party right here in the lair today, huh?
I would say it's a big listening party. Woo!
Wow, well, let's learn a little more about Jacob Wood, harmonica, piano, vocals. How did you start playing music? How did you get involved?
Well, as you can see, I'm obviously super tall and probably really good at basketball.
Oh, my God.
So when that weirdly didn't work out...
Something you can say on the radio.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of simple. All my friends were playing music in high school. They were doing the jazz band, marching band, concert band, show choir band. That was the cool thing to do. And I just wanted to kind of hang out with my friends, and I grew a real strong appreciation for it through that, and just kept it going into college.
Oh, that's so good.
And what role did your parents play?
Yeah.
Well, my dad is a huge music lover. He raised me on Tom Petty, Warren Zevon, the Stones. So I was always a big music fan. And my mom did piano growing up, so she was always big into having us learn an instrument, and then if we didn't really want to pursue it, then we could go on do whatever else. But those were kind of the roles they both played.
You have a music education degree?
I do.
Ooh, are you a teacher?
I am not. In Iowa, I did have a small group, lesson-based structure. And then when I moved to Milwaukee, I just kind of split bartending and then pursuing music full-time.
What's your degree in?
Music and education.
Music and education. Ooh.
So I can play most things to at least a sixth grade level. And if I stay ahead of the kid 1 week, then we'll be good.
If he didn't have a fiance, he'd be using that line at the bars too.
So a music degree. What? I mean, I've heard a couple of people say they have a music. What does that involve? What is it? What is a music degree?
So for education, for music and education, you have to learn every instrument. So you pursue that, learn the technique, and like I said, at least to a sixth, eighth grade level. But that's where I started playing piano, because piano proficiency was a big thing in college. So you had to sight read, you had to do your scales, do juries, and then the most nerve-wracking thing is all your piano professors sit in a room and you have to do that in front of them, and then they
pressure.
And then they're like, we'll pass you if you do this. And
it's like karate.
Yeah,
exactly. earned my belt.
You did.
Now, straddling between the traditions of Americana folk rock and the new horizons of modernization, is the listening party just a fiddler on the roof? Tell us about tradition.
Tradition.
I guess you gotta know your roots before you can kind of lay down what you want to improvise on top of that. So just having a really strong rooted nature and folk, Americana, country, rock, pop rock, punk rock, just kind of knowing your base and building. That's huge.
Big in finding, kind of trying to find our own style and stuff is bringing what you've learned to the table and then putting your own flair on it. And rooted from the traditions of the ones that have come before you. And, yep.
That's awesome.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the listening party presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is unreleased, and it's called Ethanol. Is this a drinking song?
Oh boy. I like to preface this song with "Take It Easy, I'm the Sauce." It's a drinking song, but it's drinking gone wrong, I'd say.
Drinking gone wrong. It's the Listening Party live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Drifting with a smile, showing off his photograph from 1969. Some will break him off a buck, even though they know what he'll be buying. It's only that pure grain ethanol. It's
Party live in the Lair. I'm presented by Aaron Weber Group here across the Civic Media Radio Network. 844-967-2789. And Rocker, if people wanted to come in and check out the Lair in person, see the show happen here on Saturday nights, send me an email, gbk@civicmedia.us. We'll see what we can do to get you in here.
We've got a little crowd in here tonight. It's been a great time.
I like it.
I do too. And it's fun, I think, for maybe the band enjoying hearing people applauding from out there. That's awesome. Okay, Milwaukee's Alt Paper. And every time I'm in Milwaukee, I grab a Shepherd Express.
Love the Shepherd Express.
Me too. It compared the Listening Party to the Avett Brothers and the Lumineers. Wow. How does that kind of hometown support make you feel when they actually put you on, I guess, what we would call a short list?
People say anything if you pay them enough is what.
Oh,
I
mean. Stop!
No, it's great when we got that review back that set us up for a little while feeling good about ourselves and feeling it's great. We're honored to get that review and that went right in our press kit. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Now Weston Miller, let's give the drummer some.
All right.
I've been taking pictures.
The drummer. Yeah. It makes me feel so cool. Yeah.
How did you get started music? What was your journey?
Yeah, I was more of a late bloomer in that aspect where I started playing guitar and taking lessons when I was in seventh, eighth grade. And some of my friends were doing it. And it was more of just playing at parties and people playing songs and, Smells Like Teen Spirit and thought that was really cool. And so just wanted to learn. And then I would be the one at parties sitting there singing the songs while they're going on. I just loved being in the spotlight, shameless in that way. And I grew up a singer. My mom was in theater, and she moved out to California to pursue music and all that. So she was put a little bit of that in my bloodline for me. And so I just had that in me growing up. And then once I got to college, I just started really, really dialing into loving songwriting and just coming up and pouring the feelings out there. And it was a very gratifying feeling to put something together and see the structure of it come together. And that's kind of how I really started that. And so halfway through college, I knew I didn't want to use my degree, but I was like, I'm knee deep in this. Let's just go with it. Did my time and then got out and immediately started up a band and just went for it.
That's awesome.
Yep. And for those of you listening and you can't view us because we don't have video, we
covered
that already.
Oh, I'm taking video and photos to share. Absolutely.
But, so Weston, you're singing, of course, you're playing an acoustic guitar and you're playing the kick bass. And you're kicking it with your heel.
Backwards. Yes.
At the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you like a genius?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's coordination there. I don't understand. Yeah.
Say that genius part for my girlfriend again.
You got 10 bucks?
Yeah.
I'll spot you, buddy.
10 more bucks.
Yes, oh, my God.
No, like I was just telling Rocker before this, the playing the drum backwards thing kind of came out of necessity too. I wanted to play it forwards like a drummer does. But it just stomping the foot was a little easier for me, standing up and keeping the rhythm and stuff. So yeah, and that kind of also was born out of a necessity. We were a four-piece band for a while. We had a full drum kit, and we wanted to dial it. We were more rock, and I was playing electric guitar a little more, and we wanted to dial it back to more songwriter stuff and singer-songwriter delicate, if you will, and dial that back. So once we'd got stopped working with a full drummer, we're like, well, we still need a little percussion. So I'd pick that up, and Jacob started playing tambourine, and we formed our own little rhythm section.
Well, and it's so crazy because if people don't know, there's only two of you in here, and you are playing, you know, you're singing guitar, drums, and then Jacob over there is doing the, I know he hasn't even gotten to the tambourine yet, but he's got his
harmonica
and his keyboards, and he's singing.
Yeah.
And you sound like a full-on band. It's incredible.
Power duo.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Now,
awesome.
What city in Wisconsin did you say you grew up in?
Appleton.
Did I mean Appleton?
Ah, good music city.
And that's a music city, huh? Great musical college there. Where did you go to college then?
I went to UW Milwaukee first, and then for 3 years, and then moved back and went to UW Oshkosh.
Yes.
And what was your degree?
That's my school.
Business marketing is what I was.
There you go.
Which, you know, now having to work the band and stuff and do the marketing.
Oh, I suppose it
comes in handy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, nice. So you're making the parents proud because you are using your degree.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the listening party presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you are playing for us tonight, it's called Ruthie. Okay, what happened to Grandma on New Year's Eve?
What?
Jacob, why don't you set this one?
Yeah, this was kind of a funny story that Grandma Ruth would bring out yearly. So back before my grandpa and grandma were married, they were courting and they went to this like big town hall New Year's Eve ball together. And it's like a big dance, you know, the ball drops at midnight, you kiss your sweetie. Well, my grandpa was like, he's probably getting close to that, and he thought it would be a good idea to go outside and just have a quick cigarette. He's nervous, maybe. That's how he always told it. But he was, I mean, obviously it's cold out in the end of December, and he slipped on the ice, knocked his head on the concrete, and then slid underneath a truck. So not only like was he knocked out, but like people couldn't find him for a while. And my grandma would always say that, tell this story with the biggest smile on her face, and she's like, "Yeah, we had a lot of fun, but I was so gosh darn mad."
Oh. That was a story.
That's a heck of
now
a story.
I can't wait to hear the song.
I can't either. Let's do it right now. You're live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, with the Listening Party on Max Inc. Radio.
Ruthie, darling, I'm so sorry you were all alone for that midnight kiss. I slipped and I fell and I bumped my head. And when I woke up, it was New Year's Day. Something to lose.
Party live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget, if you want to call us or text, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Terry, anything on the text line there?
No, we had the one wondering about video, so I did do Facebook Live with guys.
Wait, looks like there's a question.
Oh, go for it. What you got?
There's a question right now for the Listening Party.
Oh, yay!
What's the most off-brand artist that you draw inspiration from, and can you point out where that influence shows in your music? This question is from Dila.
I'll go first. I got one on lock. I've been listening to a lot of Sonny Williams, who's just a really old like blues harp player. So that would be the most off-brand one that I've been listening to lately. Mm-hmm. And that obviously influences kind of how I think about soloing and fills and breath, specifically for harmonica. A lot of it's like not even doing notes, but kind of like a rhythmic, like chicka-chaka-chicka-chaka and stuff like that. And he does a lot of really interesting stuff that way. So that would be my maybe not super known artist, although he is still pretty famous.
My most off-brand, because what I'm reading that is something very unfamiliar to what we're doing, is that I was a big hip-hop guy growing up.
Ooh, yeah.
I loved the flow and all that. And like Notorious B.I.G. was my favorite rappers growing up. And like hip-hop was a big influence on me to get into loving just expression and stories and stuff like that. And that was a big beginning influence for me. So that would definitely be something that we're not near now, but I think still I draw inspiration from.
Do you rap at all in anything right now? Or
In the privacy of my own.
In the bathroom, in the shower.
In the shower, yes, right.
Hey, stick around. We're going to have more from the Listening Party. You're listening live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network on Max Inc. Radio. Happy you could join us. It's live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to kick it off with a double dip of Something to Do. Got a lot of new music in there, too. H27, a couple of other things, too. It's going to be really cool. That comes up at 10 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy across the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right. Right now, we have the listening party live in the lair. We always like to call this our in-studio live concert. We've got some folks that are here enjoying the concert along with us. And the listening party is tearing up the studio. This is so amazing. And I know you mentioned earlier, you guys have been together for more than a decade. And I think all of us kind of said, oh, wow, because most, you know, bands, marriages, do they even last that long? Oh, wow. But what do you think is keeping the listening party together?
I'd love to hear your answer to this.
Oh, no. They're staring each other down right now.
I think a big part is, and cheesy as it is, but just friendship and just being able to be friends about things and not treat it, even though you want it to be a business and you want it to be a successful business, it needs to be a, music is a tricky, fickle thing that way where you need to have cohesiveness and you need to have people that have chemistry together, and it can't just be like, well, I work with them, because then that can, I feel like that can be the way where that can, you part ways. But just being friends, I think, ultimately, has worked for us.
It was fun. I was watching his face while you were talking. So I'm like, okay, so now, what say you?
I was going to say, to kind of spin off that same idea, it's just...
We're missing a microphone here. Who's talking?
Jacob.
I see why. Okay, it's my fault again. I apologize.
Ooh.
Hello.
He's back.
But yeah, just to riff off what Weston was saying, it's... even though it is a job, it never feels like one. Whenever we're playing together, it's just fun. Just getting lost in the moment and the music. It's huge, and we've just been constantly evolving how we write and how we play, and it's just been a really fun journey.
I thought what I said was cheesy, and then he's... no, it's great.
You know, one thing that you all were saying to me off the air, you're here as a duel, but you're also, you could be a three-piece, you could be a four-piece. Mm-hmm. I think that really gives you guys a lot of options as far as doing shows and the flexibility. You know, obviously friction move, hey, we got this gig to do. Oh, this guy can't do it, but these guys can. So being able to do a duel like you are doing, or a four-piece, mm-hmm. probably takes a lot of stress off your plate.
Definitely, and it kind of like it keeps it fresh, I guess, for lack of a better word. But it's just kind of like we'll play differently with the other guys, and it's just like, you know, it shaves off that monotony of just doing the same thing the same time every time. Mm-hmm. When you like plug in a soloist, or we'll plug in our bass player who will do three part harmonies with us. Ooh. And it's just like, ooh, it's just something kind of different every night, and that just keeps it yes. super fun.
You guys are so multi-talented. The two of you here, do your other bandmates ever worry you won't need them anymore? Oh my gosh.
I think we all have our egos, I'm sure. No, they're great players in their own right, too, and they played a bunch of projects and stuff, so we're all learning from each other, and it's been great to have some new blood in the past couple years here.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome.
Our colleague, Charlie Behrens of the Kripescast, right here on Civic Media, he always ends his promos mm-hmm. with, "Watch out for deer!" So tell us about your Manitowoc Minute.
Yeah, that is somewhat ironic that happened in Manitowoc yes.
That is.
This was 2 years ago-ish.
Yeah. Yep.
We're coming home from a gig in Green Bay.
Oh, no.
Driving through Manitowoc, the lovely town, city of Manitowoc. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going through, and it's midnight-ish. It's dark, and we're just sitting there, you know, probably pumping each other up how great our show was, like we do.
Like we do.
That's all you'd say to go.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, a deer hit us.
Oh,
yeah, for
that's
sure.
Because we wouldn't do that. So. And the deer, we didn't see the deer. The deer ran off. We never got to see if he made it or not, he or she. And then a lovely Manitowoc cop came and gave us a personal escort to a hotel, asked us what our hotel preference was,
oh,
too.
Wow.
So it was full.
One without bars, please.
Honestly, though, came in like a knight in shining armor, where he's just like helping us through everything. He's like, what do we need to do? And he's like, you did the right thing. We'll do this for insurance. What's your hotel budget? I got three in mind that I could I could recommend you based on that.
And,
wow.
And us being from Milwaukee, we're like, we'll just Uber. He's like,
you're not getting
Manitowoc.
Oh my god!
Like, all right, we're learning a thing or two. Yeah.
That would have been an expensive ride. Oh, wow.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the listening party presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Three Eggs, and I always suggest Denny's, but like the weather here in Wisconsin, she wants something else.
Oh,
tell us about
ever.
This song.
This one is the classic deciding what to eat. I heard somebody say after this song was written that being married is just a series of deciding what to eat and then dying with somebody.
Oh.
And it couldn't ring more true for this song.
What's for breakfast, honey?
Yeah.
It's the listening party live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Killing me. She wanted eggs, so I scrambled three. She wanted four. Now I'm driving back to my local Piggly Wiggly. Her belly aches, now she feels fine. She don't like hers, she wants a bite of mine. And just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her. Go see the world. So we hopped on a plane. She'd take me home.
Take me home.
I miss my daddy back in Allegheny County. She wants to get it going, then slow it down. She can't wait to leave and wants to stick around. And just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her mind. Step outside, and she loves me so. Just wait 5 minutes, she'll be so cold. Just like
swear to God.
Nice. The Listening Party live in the Lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's good stuff. I got to say, though, I'm one of those odd people that have an egg allergy, but I love that song.
I love the metal ending to it.
Yeah, yes. That's great. And the harmonica and the tambourine at the same time just blows me away.
Oh, you guys are rocking. You know, we're hearing songs from your new album, Been a Long Time Coming. And it's your first in 4 years. Tell us what inspired this new album and let us in on the spill of the tea.
Yeah. Several of these songs are rooted in, I was just ending a very long relationship that I'd been in for 6-7 years with a partner, and also ending a very long band relationship with somebody I'd been hanging out with around and doing work with for 10 years. So it was a transitional period. Figuring out what's new and what I'm sad about and what I can be happy about, and all the things I need to focus on getting better about myself and people around me. And so it's one of those love loss and heartbreak kind of deals. Classic country inspirations there, I suppose. But no, it's just coming through a difficult part of the life where it was coming into the 30s, realizing mortality, realizing there's all these things happening that have serious implications, and I'm not like I was when I was 29, which was completely different than when I was 30.
Why wait till you get to your 50s?
I know, buddy. Oh.
Now, where was this album recorded?
We recorded this in Heartland with Vinnie Milivolte at Axis Studios. It actually was recorded in a church. It's an active church. They only have service on Sundays, so the rest of the time, Vinny's able to go in there with the sound equipment and do recording in this big, open, gorgeous room.
I bet the acoustics are just great.
Oh my gosh!
It was one of the things we did a walkthrough with him, and just like kind of standing in the room, it was like humbling and harrowing, and it was just like this. Jacob
played
is
the
awesome.
Played the piano that they had in there, and it just like lit up the room. We're like, yep, we're coming here.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Did you record it live, the live recording, or did you track it?
We tracked it for the most part.
Okay.
We'd start off with like a us playing a thing together, possibly like maybe just guitar and some and his piano, and then we'd start adding stuff over top of it.
Yeah,
yeah. Because you guys are so good live.
Now name that producer for us one more time.
Yeah.
Vinnie Milivolte.
I haven't heard his name yet. Has he done other people we might know about?
I'm not sure other projects he's worked with exactly offhand, but I know he works with a lot of session musicians and stuff. He gave us a lot of recommendations in the area, so he's been doing it for a long time and he knows his stuff. And yeah, he was a great guy to work with for
That's
it.
That's awesome.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. There's still time to call or text with your questions for the Listening Party.
Mm-hmm. Listening Party playing a couple of shows here in Wisconsin. Then, long winding road. You guys are going to head out south on a winter tour. Now, south includes, I guess, Ohio. I lived in Ohio for a while, and they like to think they're in the south, especially in the in the Cincinnati area, yes. But then also South Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama. Okay, so are you guys excited to do this? And this is with the full band, too. You said four people.
Yes.
Okay.
And we are very excited. It's going to be, we haven't done a tour since the beginning of 2020. So we're excited to get on the road a little bit and go south. And like we were saying before, we thought it was going to be colder right now. So we thought we were escaping the cold. Well, who knows? It might be colder there when we get there.
That's right. Yeah. Look at what's happened to Jimmy.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding. He's going to California.
Let's do a tour check. What kind of vehicle do you have?
Got the Explorer, Ford Explorer SUV. We'll be toting our trailer as well.
Got the trailer. Okay.
Sound equipment and luggage and all that stuff will go in there, so we won't be too cramped. We got AAA.
We got
Fool us once.
Oh right. Yeah.
Plenty of merch to sell to the people.
Got some merch. Got a fresh order of turtle tees coming out here, modeled after my red-eared slider.
What are these turtle tees you're talking about?
you can check him out on our website if you'd like. But it's a really funny kind of traveling turtle. He's got a big kick drum on, like a big old backpack.
Oh, sweet.
And inspired by Jacob's turtle that he his pet turtle. So.
Yeah, Franklin. Okay. Franklin modeled for us.
So what's the website? Because now we all want a shirt.
That's just at www.listeningpartymusic.com.
Beautiful.
That stands for World Wide Web.
That's what that's for.
Now, Friday, February 9th, the Listening Party is at the Aspen Sky Winery in Slinger, and February 10th at the Hagmeister in Green Bay.
Woo!
Tell us some highlights about these shows, and, you know, here's my real question, which is, do you like playing breweries or wineries?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Free beer, free wine.
That's a tough question. They both have so much to offer, and so many wineries that we play actually brew as well. So we can kind of skirt around that question and say both.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have
The wineries are doing such a great job in Wisconsin creating the music scene and bringing people there. We'll show up in the middle of nowhere and be like, oh boy, who's going to be out here? And then it's just a packed place and people are coming out for the music and the wine and all that. And the wineries have become a great thing. The breweries have been something we've been a little more used to, and we're always going to love them. But we're getting more and more used to the wineries and enjoy playing
them. The wineries has got a boost in their economy because they're allowed to stay open later and sell mixed drinks and have live entertainment now later in the evening. It's pretty cool. And when you guys play the Hagermeister up in Green Bay, that's right next door to our Green Bay affiliate, 97.9 WGBW. Mm-hmm. Stop in and say hi.
Ooh, we'll have to pop in.
Here we go.
Yeah, just crash in there and be like, hey, we'll play on air for you.
Uh-huh. Jimmy sends us.
Yes, there you go.
Find Pete Swaba and tell him Jimmy K sent you.
Yes.
Clear the schedule.
You guys, okay, I dig Zach Petrini, and he's going on a couple of these dates with you on the winter tour. Zach, also a Milwaukee-based musician, he's been live in the Lair, last studio though, not here. But how do you choose somebody to go with you?
So this one, we'll be coming back from the tour. So those will be Wisconsin shows.
Oh, got
so,
it.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. So we'll be back in Wisconsin, and we'll be doing Appleton, Manitowoc, and Milwaukee with them. And the way that came about is we've known Zach for a while, and we've crossed paths in that shows. And have we shared a bill with them before? Possibly. Anyways, that's
we've played a couple times with them.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things we should hook up, we should do this, and then finally we just put an end to it and said, let's do this, let's do a string of shows together. So we're excited to work with him. He's got a somewhat similar vibe to our genre, so I think it'll be a great mix and should be a good split bill. Yep.
When he was in our studio, he wore some bib overalls.
Yes.
And I laughed so hard. I'm like, hopefully, Zach, you are silly. And
no shirt, yes. Bib overalls
no,
only.
No, it was cold, so he did have like a little kind of shirt on. But
Zach's good at using what he's got.
Yeah, and his music is terrific. Yeah. So go see the two together or wherever you can, because this will not be a disappointing show in any way.
And watch out for deer.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Tell your folks to say hi.
Very good.
Let's get back to live music in the Lair with the Listening Party presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is from your new album. It's called Buck Moon. Is this just another love song?
Or this is a love song for Charlie Barron's, right?
Yes.
Or for deer in general.
Yes, for the deer that we hit that night. It's an ode to that deer. No, it's this one was written about. We have a guy we play a house party for. Speaking of house parties and stuff, we have a guy we play a house party for, and we were doing that two summers ago. Was that? And we were sitting around talking, and we were just doing the old, you know, back in my day kind of deal, and. And that vibe of how everything changes, but everything looks the same kind of deal. So that was the concept of it. But then watching, you know, expecting like you're supposed to know what to do as the landscape changes and all that, and then hiding some love stuff in there. Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew it. This was also somewhat inspired by a friend. This is a story I like to tell before we play it. That I had a friend that wanted us to play for a wedding and wanted us to play cover music, and I said, well, what about some of our original music? While she was walking down the aisle, so it was pretty serious, and she said, well, all your original stuff is sad. And I was like, wow. This is very eye-opening for me. I'm gonna go quick write a love song. So here we are.
Here we are. Nice.
It's the Listening Party live on Max Inc. Radio.
fields keep getting greener each time I come around, but it ain't the grass I'm looking at when I'm with you. We sure do fit swell like two peanuts in a shell. Darling, you're the one thing I can't stand to lose. 'Cause everything it changes, people and the places, acting like we all know what to do. But in the end, we all just get up when we fall, right into the next best thing. Till that changes too. Yeah, take that river through the valley, slip it back. Time is getting old, but it ain't the clock I'm looking at, 'cause that'd be rude. Yeah, and our well is never dry, and like the bunk moon in July, I can always wait to count on you. 'Cause everything it changes, the wrinkles on our faces, acting like we all know what to do.
Yeah. Wow. We're so fortunate. The Listening Party live in the Lair here on Max and Grady, all presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also want to give a big shout out to Jeff Clark. He's helping us out with sound today.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff owns the Green Delivery Service, legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, and smoking accessories delivered right to your door. Serving Dane County and online at Green Delivery Service. Let me get this right. GreenDeliveryService.company.site. GreenDeliveryService.company.site.
All right. Hey, I need to ask you about Airbnbs and also the Milwaukee Mile. Is that it's not in Appleton.
What
Milwaukee
do we
Mile. Look at Rocker's laughing. He knows the inside story, doesn't he?
I know.
So okay. We're talking the Airbnb in from Mile of Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I put Milwaukee Mile?
I'm sorry if I threw you off.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was hoping maybe you played at the racetrack, the Milwaukee
that would
Mile.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but Mile to Music is still wow. Yeah. Wow.
We were looking for a place to stay that night. I'm from Appleton, so we were offered a place by Mile of Music. They're very gracious to offer you a place, and I was like, no. I don't need a place to stay. I'm from there. I'll figure it out. I don't want to take that. Give it to other artists who are coming from out of town and need it. And then that night where I was like, I don't want to go back to like my mom's house right now. You know what I mean? She's an Oshkosh. It's my family. So it was one of those things where we kind of wanted to hang a little bit and we weren't ready to go back to somebody's house like that. And somebody offered us an Airbnb that they had rented two of.
They accidentally booked two for the weekend.
So
like, well, we had a non-refundable one, so it's just empty if you guys.
Which should have been the first red flag in this scenario. But they had two Airbnbs and offered to have us stay in the other one. So we blindly follow these instructions on how to get in, and there we are typing in this keypad to this place, and it was not the right house.
Oh no!
And then we hear something inside, so we go down. There's somebody in this place we're trying to get into.
Oh no!
I'm like, this is how people get shot. Like,
yeah. This is.
So then we literally get in our car and we're trying to contact this person. And then we have a buddy's girlfriend coming, a band member, and she says she came to meet us at that house afterwards and sees a cop outside there parked. We're like, this went so south here tonight. So we ended up at my mother's house in Oshkosh that night. So, that's why you always go home to mama. That's the moral of that story. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's like a real travel story.
Yeah. Almost got arrested at Mile of Music.
Well, we got about 3 minutes. So how do we follow you guys online?
Yeah.
ListeningPartyMusic.com is a great way to start because you can get through anything via our website, but also just our Facebook Listening Party, our Insta is at Listening Party Music, and our Instagram, and we post stuff in there. That'd be a great way. And our Spotify is our bump those numbers up so we can get a nickel a month from them. And,
yeah.
So all that stuff. Yep.
It all pays off. Go ahead, Rocker.
Let's just get back to live music because I know we're coming up in the end. We have one more song. And it's called Coming to Your Town.
Yes.
And it's about the perspective of a band coming to your town.
Yeah.
Play it out. Take it out.
There we go.
Around this world like a string of bad checks. I didn't know where I'd started or where I'd end up next. So I bottled up my grief to sell along the side of the road. Took a penny for a pinch, took a dollar for the whole. It won't be long, we're coming to your town. Money makes the world go round. Catch a glimpse, started building up the highways, jacking up the rent. Well, that took all kinds of folks, man. There were senators and thieves. That don't make a difference, cause we all got the same need. It won't be long, we're coming to your town. Money makes the world go. Too good, had knocked me off of my rail. They sent some big shot lawyer to play golf with the devil. Said it just ain't right, you can't charge for misery. I was gone faster than the circus in my menagerie. It won't be long, we're coming to your town.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.